Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
I greet you with this joyous feast of the summer Pascha, the remission of the Most Holy Mother of God, which we celebrate her death, burial, and resurrection. Celebrate this Passover from this age to the next, from earth to heaven. We celebrate these great events. In fact, this is the greatest event that is forthcoming in our own lives. This Passover, this Pascha. This is what we look forward to, that day, that day. We'll speak a little bit about the Mother of God as an example of someone who dies well. This is something we're preparing for all of our life, really. We're preparing for that next age, for that transition, for that Pascha. And if there's one time that we want to do things right, it's then. It's on that last day. The Mother of God teaches us so many things. And she teaches us again how to die well. What do we mean by this? The Lord tells his disciples, ask and you will receive, knock and it will be opened to you, seek and you will find. Ask, knock, and seek. And on that day, this most important day, we want to ask for what? Salvation. We want to knock what? On the door of paradise, the door of the kingdom. We want to seek and find what? Eternal life. This is what we want on that last day, that great day. But it was actually not what the Mother of God wanted. And this is how she becomes our example. The Mother of God wanted something different. We see in the icon of the Mother of God, her body there laying in repose. But we also see in the hands of her son, the Savior, Christ, her soul. In the icon, what does the soul look like? Does it look like her? Looks like a little child. Small little child. You look at the icon of the Lord's birth. That's what the Mother of God looks like. She became Christ-like by becoming as a child. And that's, of course, our goal too. To actually become like children, become innocent and pure. We look at our children. We think, what a great gift they are to this world. They have something that we've lost, this innocence and this purity. But we all know, it doesn't last long. It doesn't. Our children, they grow up. We as adults and parents, we rub off on them. And they begin to learn our ways, the ways of the world. Think about our children, their first words. What's their first word? A mother always wants the first word to be what? Mama. Parent and fathers, it's Papa, right? What's the one word that neither parent wants to hear first out of their children's mouth? It's not no. It's worse than that. Mine. Right? Mine. Because when we hear that word, we know that they have now left that innocence to some degree. Mine. And children, once they learn that word, they cling to that. They use that word so much. And the parents, even if we try not to use that word, they end up somehow learning it. And they learn it not by hearing it from us so much, but they learn it by osmosis, by our interactions with them, by them emulating us. They learn to say mine because that's how our life is. We say mine an awful lot. You think about it, from our youth, mine on my toys, mine on my mama, my papa. And then we grow up, my time, my teenage years. I'm gonna do what I want to do. We go to college, my education, my career, my money, my retirement, my this, my that. We put my on everything. It's like a child gets a stamp in its hand and goes around just stamping everything. My. That's our mode of operation. When we think about it, from the rising to the setting of the sun, most of our time is consumed with me and what I want to do. Even a successful life is finding how to get the things you want, how to store it up so you have enough, how to use it so you don't deplete it. And if you do that, that's a successful worldly life. But that's actually the worst type of life for us as Christians. Because not only do we end up stamping all of these things in our life, all of our possessions, our bank accounts, we stamp all these things, we also start stamping people. My spouse, my children, my family members, my co-workers, all of these people have to fit into my life and my ways and make me happy. We end up stamping people, making them our possessions. And we end up even stamping God. He's my God. I'll believe in him how I want to believe in him. I'll serve him how I want to serve him. I'll do it my way. And when we come on that day that we're all preparing for, we come with that same stamp in our hand and we want to stamp my salvation. We want to stamp my kingdom. We want to stamp my eternal life. And what we've really done is just stamp ourselves with the word mine. And that's what we're left with for eternity, because that's who we've become. For the mother of God, she had a child. She gave birth to the Christ child, to the one who would save us from precisely that, from the isolation of ourselves, and come to love God and our neighbor. What was his first word? The scriptures don't record it. I can tell you, it most certainly wasn't mine. In fact, most likely, the word that was spoken by Christ was God. That was his word, the word of God, because he is the word of God. This is the word that he came to speak to us, God. That is who we had forgotten. And stamping everything ours, we had forgotten that everything is God's, including ourselves. Christ and everything that he did, he stamped God, God, God. And the mother of God saw this, and she didn't rub off on him. He rubbed off on her. He changed her and made her childlike. Made her innocent and pure, made her holy. Mother of God, when she came to that day, do you know what she asked for? What did she ask for? Salvation, the kingdom, eternal life? She asked for God, because that's all that she wanted. Because once we have God, that is all that we need. She wanted God, not her salvation, not his kingdom, not eternal life. She wanted God. And that's where we find our purity. That's where we find our innocence. That's where we find our childhood again, by seeking God. The Mother God teaches us how to do this. Brothers and sisters, let us follow her. Let us make sure that we're not just growing old, but we're also becoming young, that we're being reborn as children of God. Let us have the word God in the stamp, so that we stamp everything in our life, including ourselves, with his name. Because if we do that, then we'll come before him on that day, and he'll see that we are his. And he will welcome us into all of those other perks, all of those other things that we so seek after. But you know what? We won't even find happiness in them, because our happiness will be in him and in him alone. All of the creation, all of the good things that can be given to us, they'll be like nothing to us, because he will be everything to us. And this is actually, when this creation and all of these things and all this stuff fades away and becomes nothing to us, and God is everything to us, that is Passover. That is Pascha. That is eternal life. That is how we seek to die. And the Mother of God shows us how to do it. Because not just at the end of her life did she want that one God, but she wanted him during her life. She died as she lived. And she encourages us and prays for us to do the same. To follow her Son and become children of God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.